Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and today I have a question for you. I want to ask you, how do you choose to show up in the world? Not how do you want to show up, or even how you wish you showed up. How do you actually show up? Day after day, moment after moment, and especially when life throws you a curveball. Because here's the truth. The way you show up energetically determines what you experience in your life. And that's not motivational fluff. That's the law, just like gravity. You don't negotiate with gravity. You don't manipulate gravity. And you certainly don't get to opt out of gravity, at least not without dangerous results. You can pretend it doesn't exist, and guess what? Gravity will still win. And the same is true for the energetic laws that govern the universe. We are energy. Everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. Your emotions are energy. Your beliefs are energy. And the law of attraction simply responds to the frequency you are broadcasting. So the energy you put out is the energy you receive back. The frequency you resonate at is the frequency you attract in. Which means if you don't like what you're attracting, the question becomes, what are you putting out? And this applies in all areas of your life. The type of clients you are attracting in your business, the type of partner you are attracting in a relationship, the type of investment opportunities that you are attracting into your financial circumstances. It applies everywhere. And so this is where personal responsibility comes in, not from a place of blame and not from a place of shame. Rather from a place of empowerment, because responsibility equals power. When we take responsibility, we are standing in our power. If you have the power to create it, you also have the power to change it. Let me ask you something else. Do you see the cup as half empty or half full? Do you walk through the world believing the world is out to get you? or that the world is fundamentally a safe, supportive, and abundant place. Because whichever one you believe, you will find evidence for that everywhere. If you believe the world is unsafe, that people are selfish, that nothing ever works for you, your mind will scan your environment and say, "See? There it is. I was right." If you believe life is happening for you, that challenges are teachers, that support shows up when you ask, your mind will scan your environment and say, "See? There it is. I was right." Your mind doesn't care if the belief is helpful, it only cares if it is familiar. And this is where the real power lies. Your thoughts create your reality, not someday, not metaphorically, literally, your thoughts, the ones that you think the most often, become the emotional state that you live in. That emotional state becomes the actions you take or don't take, and those actions create your results. And here's the part most people miss. If you don't like your reality, you don't fix it by fighting the world. You literally fix it and shift it by changing your thoughts. And that means learning to notice that the thoughts are not serving you and releasing them. Don't argue with them. You don't have to analyze them for hours. And don't spiral in them. You simply learn to recognize this thought does not serve me, and you release it to the ethers. And you choose a thought that does serve you because you always have a choice, even when it doesn't feel like you do. So now let's talk about anxiety, because anxiety gets a bad reputation. Most people treat anxiety like an enemy. Something to suppress, something to get rid of, something to mask with drugs, something that means something is wrong with them. And that's not true. Anxiety is a messenger. That's it. Anxiety is your internal guidance system saying, "Hey, knock, knock, you're focusing on the wrong thing." That's all it is. Anxiety shows up when your mind is projecting into the future. Anxiety is all about the future. Therefore, whatever you're worried about hasn't even happened yet. And you're imagining everything going wrong. The worst case scenarios, the what ifs, the fear-based movie playing on the screen of your mind. And guess what? If you can imagine it all going wrong, you can also imagine it all going right. And the moment you stop focusing on everything going wrong and start focusing on it going exactly the way you want it to go, the anxiety releases from your body because it's done its job. That's what we call clear the screen. You clear the screen of the fear-based movie and you consciously choose a new one. Not because you're pretending and not because you're bypassing reality. Because your unconscious mind responds to imagery and emotion, and it doesn't know the difference between what you imagine and what you experience. So when you change the movie, you change the signal. When you change the signal, your reality follows. So let's take this one step further, because this is where most people get stuck. This is where people end up living in what I like to call Victim Island. Victim Island is a real place. You've probably been there. The stories sound like this. This always happens to me. Nothing ever works out for me. Other people have it easier. I can't because. I'm stuck because. On Victim Island, everything is happening to you. There's a lot of blame, a lot of justification, a lot of waiting. And here's the thing. Victim Island is very convincing. It feels real. It feels justified. It feels familiar. And you are never shamed for being there. You're human. Life throws us curveballs. People do disappoint us. Plans fall apart. Grief happens, loss happens. You will end up on Victim Island at some point. I know I do. The difference is not whether you visit, it's how long you stay. Because right across the water, there's another place, and we call it Solution City. And Solution City is a very different vibe. In Solution City, life is more fun. There are more options. There's creativity and possibility. The restaurants are better. There's a community of people to support you and lift you up. There's laughter. In Solution City, the questions sound like this: how is this happening for me? What am I meant to learn here? What is my next aligned step? Who can support me right now? What's another way to look at this? In Solution City, you understand that challenges are feedback, not punishment. And here's the most important part. You can't think like a victim and live in Solution City. They are different frequencies. And the bridge between Victim Island and Solution City is your thoughts. That's it. The thoughts running unconsciously in your mind determine which place you're living in. This is where working with the unconscious mind becomes essential, because you don't consciously choose most of your thoughts. They're conditioned, programmed, learned from childhood, from past experiences, from emotional events where your nervous system decided this is how the world works. And they are literally running about 95% of the time. And if you don't clean those filters, the movie that plays will default to fear, limitation, and self-protection. The good news is we can clear the filters. We can clear the screen. We can ensure the movie playing is the love story instead of the horror show. And this is where tools like timeline therapy come in, allowing you to release emotional baggage from the past without reliving it, without analyzing it, without staying stuck in it, without even having to talk about what happened. And when those filters clear, your perception changes. And when your perception changes, your choices change. And when choices change, your life changes. So here's a simple practice you can start using immediately. The moment you notice you feel down or stuck or overwhelmed, simply pause and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Not what happened or not who said what. What thought is running? And then ask, is this thought serving me? And if the answer is no, release it and consciously choose a new one. How is this happening for me? What am I meant to learn? What's the opportunity here? And reach out to community. This is huge, because when you have the tools to work with your unconscious mind, you have a community of like-minded people who lift you up. You don't stay on Victim Island very long because it's uncomfortable. Yuck, I don't want to be here because I know what it's like over there in Solution City. However, you may visit, you may sit down for a moment, and then you remember who you are. You gather the lesson, you feel the gratitude, and you move on back to Solution City, living from love, from joy, from gratitude. So I'll leave you with this question again. How do you choose to show up in the world? Because it is always a choice. And if you haven't learned how to work with your unconscious mind, if you're tired of doing life the hard way, we invite you to join us for our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop. Because there is an easier way. And if it feels hard to you, you're simply using the wrong tool for the job. You don't fix a screw with a hammer. And you don't create a conscious, joyful life without understanding the mind that's running the show. And we would love to walk that journey with you. Until next time, choose your frequency wisely. Hopefully, this episode's given you some things to think about. Certainly, we teach this in all of our trainings, and I have implemented all of this into my life in the last 5 years and love, love, love the place that I am coming from each and every day. And so if any of this episode connected with you, or you know someone that needs to hear it, please share this with them because we're not taught this in our school system. It is our mind that is running the show. And when we learn how to be in control of our own mind, our own thoughts, we truly can live our best life. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.